standing and open up your scriptures in Revelation chapter 14 in the New Testament. Revelation chapter 14. Just a few verses here finishing up this chapter. Verses 12 to 20. That's 12 to the end of the chapter. If you're using a Bible provided, that is page 1483. Revelation chapter 14, verses 12 to 20. People of God, hear the word of the Lord. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle, and reap. For the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. I've checked the connections. Hopefully we're getting something back in the nursery. If not, just let me know. A couple points here to finish out this chapter. We have noticed that we took 3 weeks to work through this chapter. This is because the Holy Spirit has three sections here in this chapter. The first section was that of the rise of the Antichrist and those who were preserved during his most vehement time of destruction upon the church and persecution. But then we have the next two sections here in our reading today. And those two sections revolve around this sickle, this reaping, this vine, and the treading of the winepress. So very quickly, let me give you a sense of these two things. The first thing is, when you see this angel, one like the Son of Man on the clouds, I think it's very apparent to most of you who that is. That's Jesus Christ. The reason why it says angel here is because, of course, Jesus is called God's messenger throughout the scripture. But also, you've got to consider that the Lord Jesus has... He moves forward working into history. He's doing it through means and instruments. And one of those instruments is the angels, his ministers, his officers in the church, especially those who proclaim his gospel. And so you have here, you have the angel here, which is, what is he saying? He's saying this. He's saying, it's time for the harvest. Put your sickle to the harvest, right? It's ripe. And what you have after the rise of the Antichrist is what do you have? The vials. That's coming up in the next chapter. We're going to get into it, okay? The vials are going to come down and start chopping down everything which in the trumpets raised up the Antichrist. So it's almost like the vials counteract what the trumpets did. And that beginning of the vials and the work of them against the Antichrist is in the proclaiming of the gospel, the gathering of the elect from the four winds. And so this putting to the harvest that which is ripe for harvest, that's, we know this from our New Testament readings. We know what this is, right? This is the gospel going out with power. And that gospel going out with power is what's killing Antichrist. What did Luther say? Luther said, I didn't do anything myself. The only thing I did to topple the papacy, he said, was I preached the word of God. And every minister that follows after Luther continues that work of toppling the papacy. Now, that's the first portion. But this second portion, the one in regard to that you have another angel coming out representing the same king, son of man, right? And then you have that angel which comes out and is in the wine press, gathering up the vines and putting them to be crushed. What is this all about? Especially in regard to the imagery there, we have the imagery which is at the end of Revelation as well, in 19 and elsewhere. This is that great battle of Armageddon, where the wicked are all slaughtered at the power of the gospel. And this is why it's a power over fire that's given to these ministers of Jesus Christ, these angels. They thrust in the sharp sickle, and there is a sweet aroma from life unto life. And that happens throughout this time that we're in, and it really was powerful when it was the Reformation time, the papacy took its first step down from his hegemony, but it continues. And it's going to culminate in this, the Battle of Armageddon, where that gospel goes out and it not only topples nations, but it also topples all papacy. The papacy will become destroyed in our history. And it's going to happen here at the end, however. So to stay with us until the end, that great battle of Armageddon. So this imagery here of being stopped by the wrath of God and then issuing out the blood like the wine, right? The only day of the wine presses. That's the imagery of the wrath of God used in the prophets, used in the battle of Armageddon, and later in Revelation that we're going to see it. And it's also the imagery in the last vials, okay? The sixth vial and et cetera onward, where there is a complete destruction. And I want you to know the imagery here. If you look at verse 20, the imagery is the blood came out of the winepress, even up to the horse bridle. So children, the bridle is right here on the horse, right? And a horse is probably as tall as me or so, right? I mean, a regular sized horse. So imagine blood being as tall as the horse bridle. And then you have it going out, okay, going out a space of 1,600 furlongs. And you guys are like, what is that? Well, about 8 furlongs is a mile. So this is about 200 miles. Imagine a river of blood going out 200 miles. That's like from here to Mexico or something. And then going up all the way as deep as the horse bridles. That's how much judgment during that time of the Battle of Armageddon at the end when the papacy is overturned and the gospel goes out as a power of death unto death. And so this will be something we'll study in greater detail in Revelation 19 when we get to that portion. But there it is today. Now let's